各位早晨，欢迎来到温哥华五旬节堂的圣诞崇拜。几分钟之后我们就会正式在十点半开始我们今天的崇拜。请各位如果是有需要任何的秩序表或者一些歌词的，可以向我们后面两位的五氏夫妇索取。另外如果各位有一些手提的电话或者一些机器的，请你们拨去一个静音的模式。Welcome to our 2024 Christmas service. Our service will start at 10:30. If you need any program for today's service or a print lyrics, please, we have two ushers, Mr. and Mrs. Singh, at the back of this hall that you could collect the lyrics. And also, if you have any mobile device, please kindly turn it into silent mode. Thank you. 欢迎大家来到2024年温哥华五旬节堂圣诞崇拜。Welcome to the 2024 Pentecostal Tabernacle Vancouver Christmas Service. 我们请一同唱诗歌《生生王歌》诗歌234首。Please sing a congregational hymn together. Hark the herald angels sing. It's in our hymnal, number 324.Please stand. 请起立。请各位仍然站立。Please remain standing. We would like to invite Miss Tiffany Ng to lead us in prayer. 我们请吴家静为我们开始领祷。
我们现在一起低声祈祷。We bow our heads and pray. 感谢天父慈悲的上帝啊，我们很感恩我们可以在圣诞这个这么喜乐的日子可以一起聚集在你的圣殿里面，一起赞美你，将你的名大声地颂赞，亦都是纪念你降临在这个世界上的日子。上帝啊，我们各人都是有不足的地方，都是求神你的宝血遮盖带领，让我们的心都是谦卑下来去纪念你的降生。神啊，你来到马槽入面，以神成为人的身份，就是为了救赎我们。我们有不足的地方，上帝啊，你都是每日这样赐福给我们，我们都是因此而赞美你。上帝啊，你就是普天的王，你就是一切的统领者，你就是我们生活中每日的依靠。我们有时会失足，会跌倒，我们有时会软弱，但是你就是我们的喜乐的源头，你就是 一切的源头，你的爱是无穷无尽的。神啊，我们在这个喜乐的日子，我们都是心里面都是记挂住，可能在这段时间都是遇到不同的挫折，或者未认识你的，都是求神你都是开我们的心去明白你的真理，明白你的爱，而我们都是将这个爱传给我们身边的人，令到各人都可以因此而得救，去明白主你就是我们的掌管的元帅。我们都是在这个普天同庆的日子，亦都是继续将这个大喜的信息传给我们身边的人。我们都请听一下的祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we're gathered here as a congregation in your church to worship you and to really lift your name up high. Dear Lord, we also pray for those that are struggling in this season, that are feeling weak and weary, knowing that we can all come to you for comfort, for joy, for peace, and for hope that only comes from you, Lord. Dear Lord, in this season, we also pray for those of us that may not know you yet, so that our hearts can soften to understand the truth in your word. Dear Lord, you are the King of all. You are the person, you are the God in charge of our life. When there are things that we don't understand, you are in charge, because in you nothing is impossible. Dear Lord, in this season, may we humble ourselves, humble our hearts. As you came down to your lowly manger, from God to man, for us, for our sins, as a sacrifice, so that we too can have a taste of your salvation. Dear Lord, there's things we may not understand, but you are in control, and you are the King of all kings. May we raise your name up high and praise your name, because you are the Lord of all, and you're the Lord of all, you're the Lord of our lives. We pray all these in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. 圣心所愿。
各位请坐。 Please be seated. 我们请蔡瑞恩为我们读经。 Now we would like to invite Phyllis Choi to do scripture reading.
今日选读的经文来自于马太福音二章一到十二节。希律做王时，耶稣降生在犹太的百利行城，有几位星象家从东方来到耶路撒冷，他们问出生来做犹太人王的是哪处，我们在东方看见他的星，故此来拜他。希律王听闻，心里极之不安，全耶路撒冷城的人亦同样不安。于是希律召集所有祭司长和经师教师，问他们基督应该在哪处出世。他们答话，是犹太的百利行，因为先知曾这样写，犹太的百利行啊，你在犹太各城中并非最小的，因为有一位领袖要从你处出来，牧养我的子民以色列。于是希律静静召见这几位由东方来的星象家，向他们查问那粒星出现的准确日子，然后吩咐他们去百利行，说你们去仔细寻访那个婴孩，找到就来向我报告，等我亦去拜他。听见这些话，他们就离开。此时在东方见的星又出现，而且在前头引导他们，一直来到婴孩出生的地方上面就停止。他们看见那粒星，真是欢喜快乐。他们入屋看见婴孩和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏朝拜婴孩，然后打开宝盒，拎出黄金、乳香、没药等礼物献给他。 在梦中，上帝指示他们不要回去见希律，他们就从另一条路回去自己的家乡。 The scripture is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, who will shepherd my people Israel. The herald summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
我哋继续第二个段落嘅歌唱，请各位起立。We will continue our music worship with contemporary songs. Please stand.
May God open our hearts to receive His words and goodness today.
Oh come, oh you unfaithful, come, we cannot stay.Your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you. Oh, come, bitter and broken.Unspoken, come, taste of His perfect love. Oh, come, guilty and hiding once, there is no need to run. See what Your God has done.
Prepare him room and heaven. heaven nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. For as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
Thank you, God.
各位请坐, please be seated. We would like to invite Ms. Edmondson to share the message.
Hoan nghênh 今日来到我们今日之中的我们的弟兄姊妹和他们的朋友。First of all, I would like to welcome all of you, brothers and sisters, and the friends and families. 今日我们欢聚一堂，我们是庆祝今日是主耶稣降生的日子，我们是无比的喜悦。刚才我们的姊妹蔡瑞恩为我们阅读过马太福音第二章一到十二节，如果大家有圣经的可以卷去新约的第二页。 It's such a joy to see all of you here today as we gather to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, and thanks to Phyllis for reading Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 12. And if you have a Bible, you can turn to page 2 of the New Testament. 这段圣经是讲述东方的访客，他提出了一个问题，那生在犹太人的王在哪里？其实这个是比较深层次的问题。我们今天主题，何处觅王中，或者简单来讲，王在哪一处？很有趣的就是这个问题都是在新约圣经里面问的第一个问题。这个问题不单止是当时来自东方的智者是要面对的，也都是我们今天应该不时自我反思的问题。 The scriptures would recount the story of the wise man. This man asked a question that has echoed through the centuries. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? In fact, this is has a deeper meaning. Today, our message has the topic of where is the king? Interestingly, this is the very first question recorded in the New Testament. And it is a question that isn't just for the wise men, but one we should ask ourselves from time to time as well. 今天我们一场思想下这个问题的意思和它的重要性。王在哪处？在我们的心中，在我们的决策之中，或者在我们的优先次序之中，王在哪一处呢？ Now today we are going to reflect on this profound question and its significance. Where is the king in our hearts, in our decisions, and our priorities? 我先提下今日一个圣经耶稣出生的故事，你会想起啲乜嘢呢？或者你在荧光幕里面看到一个很常见耶稣降生的场景，你会见到在夜空中有火明亮的星星，有三位头戴着冠冕的，沿着这个星光在远处来到。在一边你会见到耶稣这个婴孩在马槽里面，有三位这个的君王献上黄金、乳香和没药的礼物。So when you think about the Christmas story, what comes to mind? Perhaps this is the nativity scene that you can see on the screen here. A bright star shining in the night sky, three men wearing crowns, journeying far to follow the star. In the corner, we picture baby Jesus lying in a manger as the three kings present their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, 这个好像一个相当熟悉的场面呢，在我们很多圣诞卡啊，我们都会见到。但我想大家留意一下啲细节，其实有啲同我们圣经所记载的，我们今天所读过的，是有啲出入的。It's a familiar image. However, when you look at some of the details, it's not quite match with what the scripture said, as we just read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. 在马太福音第二章第一节开始讲，过希律做王时，耶稣降生在犹大的伯利恒城。英文是 Now after Jesus was born.这里告诉我们，这些来自东方的智者，他们不在耶稣出生那晚，甚至乎是圣诞当日，是来到耶路撒冷的，或者是去到伯利恒的。当时可能是耶稣已经出生之后一段时间，圣经没有记载，可能几个月几个星期。在第十一节里面另有一个细节我们看得到，这些智者找到耶稣玛利亚距离一间房子里面，留意的房子不是马槽，见到他到的时候，其实这个家庭已经是搬到去伯利恒的另一个家里面了。 Now let's take a closer look. Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 begins with Now after Jesus was born. This tells us that the wise men didn't arrive on the night of Jesus' birth or even on Christmas Day.Their visit happened sometime later, perhaps weeks or even months after Jesus was born. And in verse 11, give us another detail. The wise men found Jesus, Mary, in a house, not in a manger. So by the time they arrived, the family had already moved in a home in Bethlehem. 现在我们再看下所描述的智者，我们很多时唱一首诗《三博士》We Three Kings of Orient Are， 这首诗所提到的其实讲到个王，但在圣经里面的记载留意，其实没有讲到王这个字的， 他们这三位圣经描述是智者，是圣像家，是一些有或者相当地位的一些皇室的一些顾问。而且是未有三位呢，也都未必是三位，因为这个数字是来自有三份的礼物，黄金、乳香和没药。很多时候他们这些团队去来自远方，很大机会会不止三个人的。Now let's look at the wise men. Were they kings, as the famous carol, We Three Kings of Orient Are, suggest? The Bible doesn't call them kings. Instead, it describes them as wise men. And likely they are educated scholars, astronomers, or advisors to royalty. And were they only three of them? Probably not. The idea of three comes from the three gifts they brought: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And groups like this typically travel in large numbers for safety, so it's possible there were more than three. 从哪里来的呢？智者，我们唱一首诗，理解是 Orient, 东方。当时所指的东方，或者 Orient, 不是我们今天所想的 Orient, 是指亚洲。这些智者很大机会是来自犹大区的东边的国家，很大机会可能是当时的米底亚或者波斯，也都是今日的伊朗的地方。 So where did they come from? Likely not the Orient as we sing in the song. Orient today means Asia. By the time, it is a place east of Judah, like regions of Medea and Persia, which is the modern day Iran. 虽然我们传统耶稣基督降生的场景可能跟圣经讲的是不一定准确，但重要的是这些智者 wise men, 他的旅程不是为了只是追一粒的明星，他而是要寻找一个尼赛亚，一个王。他们找到耶稣基督这个旅程是提出对我们今日是有个相关今日的问题，王在哪里？我们的王在哪里呢？ While some of these details in the traditional nativity scene may not be entirely accurate, here's what truly matters. The wise man's journey wasn't about following a star. It was about seeking a king, a messiah,And the search for Jesus points to a question that remains relevant to us today. Where is the king? 我们当反思这个问题，王在哪里的时候，我希望今天再深思多两个问题。第一个问题，这些智者是谁？他们为什么会关心一个犹大的王呢？跟他们有什么关系呢？第二就是说，对于王在哪里这个问题，不同人有不同人的回应，这些回应是反映我们人心的态度，我们今天也都是尝试去探讨一下。 Now when we reflect on the inquiry, Where is the king? We want to dive further into two crucial questions. Number one, Who were these men? Who were these wise men? And why they kind of concerned about this Jewish king?Second question, how did the individuals or people react differently to the question, where is the king? And this response often mirrored the genuine state of our human heart. Who were the wise men? And why did they care about a Jewish king? 这些智者是谁呢？在圣经之中曾经提到他们的名是一些谋士，在但以理书的记载里面是记载过有一些的王旁边的一些谋士。当时尼布甲尼撒王是有一班所谓智者，有一些术士或者占星家是做他的皇室的顾问的。当他无法解释这些梦境的时候，当时犹大的先知但以理是来到解释这个梦， 神就赐俾佢有智慧，之后佢提升为呢啲智者嘅一个嘅首领。So you might remember the Magi from the book of Daniel. In the Bible in Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar had a group of wise men called, Bible, they call them counselors. They call them magicians. In fact, magicians is a name from Magi. And when the king had dreams no one can explain, God used Daniel, the prophet, to interpret them. And Daniel was so good at it that he later on became the head of the Magi. 咁样同呢个圣诞有咩关系呢？原来就话但以你唔单止能够解释呢啲梦境，佢仲分享咗好多有关未来尼赛亚一啲嘅预言。呢位要统治全世界嘅王，甚至但以你喺第九章里面提到预计尼赛亚来临嘅一啲嘅时间。我哋睇翻耶稣出生嘅时候，有好多呢啲嘅佢哋属于非犹太人嘅谋士啦，可能仲记得但以理书里面嘅记载。So why does this matter to Christmas? Here's why. Daniel didn't just interpret dreams. He also shared prophecies about the coming Messiah, a king who would rule over the world, a savior of all mankind. Daniel even talk about the Messiah, when they would come. And when we fast forward to the time of Jesus' birth, these wise men who weren't Jewish, they remember Daniel's prophecies. 其实在犹太人在巴比伦的时间都是相当长的，就算在流亡之后，他们有些都会留在当地的地方，他们仍然记得圣经所记载的。又或者这些的谋士，他们都会留意到圣经里面所有的记载，再看回圣经里面有些预言，好像在民数记第24章17节里面讲说，有声出于雅各，有统治者从以色列兴起，提到有粒星是代表这个王将会兴起。他再联想到但以理的一些的预言，或者他们就能够去推敲，当然星出现的时候是代表有特别的事情将会发生。So the Jewish people had been in Babylon for a long time, even after the exile. And many stayed behind. And the teachings and the scriptures were still there, influencing the thoughts of people. So when Magi saw a special star, they thought, could this be the king Daniel talked about? And they had probably come across verses like from Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17. A star will come out of Jacob. A ruler will rise from Israel. 所以这些经文呢，再加上他们看到个粒星，他们就知道将会有特别的事情发生。所以他经过研究或者星象等等，他们就开始追随这粒星，一路引带到他去到耶路撒冷，又跟着去到伯利恒。So these verses along, when the star they saw, they make them realize that something big is going to happen. And they, after studying both the scriptures and the stars, they follow the stars and guide them step by step all the way to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem. 他们这么远来到，他们都是抱着一个很渴望的心。他们第一个问题就去到这个希律王那里，他问这个王在哪里，那位生在犹太人之王是哪一个？ So they travel a long way, and when they saw King Herod, they are asking him, where is the king? Where is the one born king of the Jews? 其实这个对我们有什么提示呢？这些智者是异邦人，他不是属于犹太人，他们能够很全心全意去寻求真理，寻求这个尼赛亚，最后尾找到耶稣。他们这个寻找 是充满着期待的，是很坚定，是需要一段长时间走很远的路，也都做出一些相当大的牺牲，但是神是带领他最终找到耶稣。今天对我们问题，我们是不是仍然是寻找这个真理呢？要寻找尼赛亚，寻找耶稣呢？我们有没有好像他们这样有一份的热情，有一份的专注去寻找他呢？这智者是引起我们这个的，其实是挑战着我们，挑战我们不是单是在圣诞的时候我们要寻找这个王，而是我们在生命之中，在每一个我们说时节，每一个情况，我们都是需要寻找他。 So what does it mean for us? The wise men were all in, seeking Jesus with everything they had. They were very determined, committed, and willing to travel far and make sacrifices to find him. The question is, are we still seeking Jesus today? Are we looking for him with the same passion and focus? The wise men's story challenges us today to search for the King, not just at Christmas, but in every season of our lives. 关于人哋对王喺边一处系有唔同嘅反应，对呢个问题，大家要思考，我哋究竟系咩嘅心态呢？ How did people respond differently to the question, "Where is the King?" Responses actually would reflect our true self. Let's take a few minutes to talk about King Herod and how he reacted to the question. 我首先或者睇下法呢个嘅希律王，希律王佢嘅反应，好多时反应唔单止系信徒、非信徒，我哋都会有类似希律王嘅反应嘅。在马太福音第二章第三节讲到，希律王听闻心里极之不安，极之不安。所以这个不安不是说他有一点的担心，而是说他的心很烦乱，或者有甚至动摇，甚至乎他有一点是惊惶失措。 So let's look atMatthew chapter 2 verse 3, it describes how King Herod responded. It said here, when King Herod heard this, he was troubled. Now, the word trouble here doesn't just mean he was a little worried. It means he was deeply disturbed, shaken, and honestly could be freaking out. Herod本身是一个很注重控制自己生命和他的角度的人，当他听闻有一位新生王要诞生的时候，他不单止不会欢迎这个消息，对他来讲可能是对于他自己一个的权力，对于他地位是有个威胁，他已经拥有他一切，但是当他听闻有另一位王出现的时候，可能他会当然很难去接受。 Herod was a man who was deeply focused on keeping control over his own life and his own kingdom. And when he heard about the birth of another king, he didn't welcome it. He saw it as a threat to his power and status. He had everything he wanted, but the idea of someone being in controlSomeone else being the true king was too much for him to handle. 现在我们都要思想一下，其实我们做基督徒都会有时有希律王这种的反应。对于信徒来讲，当然我们不会说像希律，因为我们说相信耶稣，我们都愿意跟随他。但是如果我们诚实面对自己的心的时候，我们有多少时候就好像希律这样很紧握住我们自己的计划呢？我们的自我呢？我们想要的东西，我们的欲望呢？我们其实 很多时候不能够完完全全地将我们自己交托给耶稣，让他成为我们的王。我们可能告诉自己听我们信耶稣，但是往往很多时候我们仍然是主宰着自己的生命。 Now let's pause and reflect. For believers, as a followers of Christ, we might think we are not like Herod because we believe in Jesus and follow him. But if we are honest, we sometimes act like Herod in our hearts. How? We hold on too tightly to our own plans, our own pride and desires. And we are not fully surrendering to the King. We might say we believe in Jesus, but we still want to be the ruler of our lives. 我们其实很容易的，就堕入了这个我们要控制的层面。无论在我们的事业、我们的关系、我们的感情、我们的时间，我们实在是花很多的精力去规划、去管理我们这些的一切。至于我们不能够真正将耶稣放在我们生命里面，腾出的空间给他成为我们的王，我们就好像希律那样，我们有时就会将自己想要的认为是最重要，但我们将个专注在这些事情上面的时候，我们就忘记了谁是我们真正的王。 It's easy to fall in the trap of wanting control. Control over every part of our life, be it our career, our relationships, our decisions, our time. We can be so busy planning and managing everything ourselves that we don't truly make space for Jesus to be the King of our lives. Just like Herod, we can get caught up in our own importance and miss the true King standing in front of us. 当我们尝试去控制一切的时候，往往就错失了耶稣带给我们的自由、平安和喜乐。这些都是来自祂，而只有透过祂，我们能够才真正得到的。So when we try to control everything, we often end up missing out the freedom, peace and joy that comes from surrendering to Jesus, who is our true King. 或者你是还未相信的，或者准备相信的，你会听闻之后会觉得希律王的反应其实是给我们一个的提醒。或许你会说，要我将我的生命的控制权交出来，你会觉得有些不安，你会觉得其实是对你一些威胁，就好像希律王那样，他不想将自己管控的权交出去，放下自己的权力是很难接受的。 Now for those who are to be believers or yet to believe, Herod's story is a cautionary tale. Maybe the idea of a king who demands control over your life feels uncomfortable or even threatening. It's hard to imagine letting go of our own power and control. And just like Herod, couldn't imagine anyone else ruling over him. 但实际来讲，耶稣不是好像世界君王那样，他不是透过一些恐惧或者强制来统治我们，他是以爱、用恩典、用怜悯来到去统治。他来到这个世界不是要拿去我们的自由，而是要赐给我们一个有充满意义、目标和平安的生命。这些是我们自己没办法可以用自己的方法去找得到的。But here's the thing, Jesus isn't like the kings of the world. He doesn't rule through fear or by force. He's a king who rules with love, grace and mercy. He came not to take away our freedom, but to offer us a life full of meaning, purpose, and peace that we can't find on our own. 就好似希律王，他因为这个新王诞生而感到威胁，我们都可能因为耶稣或者成为我们生命的王都会感到有些不安。但是如果我们选择耶稣成为我们生命的王，这个其实不是一个损失来的，这个是通向真正的自由、宽恕和永生的道路。耶稣来是要拯救我们，而不是要定我们的罪。当我们选择跟随他的时候，我们会发现有一个更深更持久的平安，是我们无法可以靠自己掌控一切而得到的。 Just as Herod's kingdom was threatened by the birth of a new king, we can feel threatened by the idea of surrendering control. By choosing to let Jesus to be our king of our lives isn't a loss. It is a path to true freedom, forgiveness, and eternity. Jesus came to save, not to condemn. And when we choose to follow him, we could find a deeper and more lasting peace that we could ever achieve by trying to control ourselves, our lives. 要跟着我们看看其他这些文士或者祭司长的反应。 Let's look to another group in the story, the chief priests and the scribes. 当希律听到这位新的新生王的消息，他即刻召集了这些宗教的领袖、祭司长、经和教师，他问他们基督应该在哪处出生呢？ When Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he immediately called in the religious elites, the leaders, the chief priests and scribes. He asked them, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? 一般作为宗教领袖，他们很熟悉圣经，所以他可以说毫不犹豫地能够回答他们，回答这个希律王。他在马太福音第二章第五节直接讲在犹大的伯利恒，而且他能够很熟悉圣经，引用到尼加书第五章第二节里面所提到的，犹大的伯利恒啊，你在犹大首领中并不是最少，因为将来有一位统治者必从你那处出来牧养我以色列的百姓。 So this priest and scribes, they didn't hesitate, and they're able to answer right away. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 5, they answered in Bethlehem of Judea. And they even quote the prophecy from Micah chapter 5 verse 2 word for word.But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. Out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
而令人诧异的呢，就是他们虽然能够讲出这些的圣经的章节，他们很熟悉，他们很快地能够伴进出来，但是我们看得到他虽然认识这些，但他们什么都没有做，他们什么都没有做。
Now that's what's shocking. Now these religious leaders, they knew about the scriptures inside and out, and they were the religious leaders and the top Bible scholars at the time, and they know the prophecy and point to Bethlehem. But what did they do with that knowledge?What did they do with that knowledge? They did nothing.
伯利恒其实离开耶路撒冷只有五英里，可以说是一个很短的路程，就算行路都行到去的了。但是这些东方看到东方贤士他们很远地来到，花上或者数月牺牲这么多的时间人力资源，但是这些宗教领袖连走几步路他都不愿意去看看这个尼赛亚是不是已经来到。
Bethlehem was not far away, it's just about 5 miles from Jerusalem. Basically, it's just a very short walk. Yet while the Magi had traveled for months, sacrificing time, energy, and resources to find a king,
These religious leaders couldn't even bother to take a few steps to see if the Messiah had truly come. 其实我犹豫点解呢？可能佢哋系好满足，好满足而家嘅状况，就好似先知阿摩士曾经讲过，挂住喺孙城享受安逸嘅人，你哋惨啦！呢个喺阿摩士书第六章第一节，呢度所发生嘅事，可能就正正系咁。呢啲宗教领袖，佢哋包围着嘅。是上帝的应许，是上帝的话语，他甚至乎在圣殿里面有侍奉，但是他在灵性上可以说是睡了觉。The prophet Amos once said, Woe to those who are complacent to Zion, and that's exactly what's happening here. The religious leaders were surrounded by God's promises, His word, and even served in the temple.Yet they were spiritually asleep. 大家想想他们很认识圣经，他们能够背出这些预言，但是他们没有付诸行动。 Think about what they are. They knew about the scriptures. They could quote prophecies, but they didn't act on it. 就好像我们今天提出一个提醒，我们或者都很认识圣经的知识，我们可惜得背诵一些经文，我们会研究，甚至乎懂得去教导他人，但仍然这些知识我们对它是无所行动的。我们可能因为自己觉得认识这些而好觉得舒适，很 comfortable， 可能觉得灵性上我很自满，所以我们没有真正去回应这些真理。 And there's a warning to us today. It's easy to know a lot about the Bible, to memorize verses, study passages, and even teach others, but still do nothing about it. We can become so comfortable, so spiritually complacent, that we stop responding to the truth. 但我知道事实是，知道真理是不够的，没有行动。好像祭司长和一些经学教师，他认识这些预言，但是他忽视了在他面前很近的这个王耶稣基督。 Here's the reality. The reality is now is that knowing the truth is not enough. We need to act on it. The chief priests and the scribes knew about the prophecy, yet they ignore this truth. They ignore the king. 又跟着我们看看这个智者。Let's look at the wise men. 我们在马太福音第二章第十节里面讲，他们看见那粒星真是欢喜快乐，他们入屋看见小孩和他的母亲玛利亚就悔服敬拜婴孩。 When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, and they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.That is from Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. 然后他们入到房间里面，留意这位已经不是婴孩了，他这里是讲孩子，小孩，他和他母亲玛利亚一起，这些智者立刻俯伏下拜，接着他们就打开这个宝盒，献上礼物，黄金、乳香和没药。 So finally the wise men entered the house and find the young childNow it's not a baby anymore, but a child with his mother Mary. And the wise men immediately fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and gave him gifts, the gold, this gold, frankincense and myrrh. 在这里无论我们之前怎么形容这些智者是几咁有智慧，但我们今天现在看到他们的实际行动，就真正反映到他有真正的智慧。他们不是单单是带些礼物来到，他们我们从他的行为看到他们在敬拜上是有智慧。他们首先是敬拜，然后才拿出礼物。 At this moment, whatever kind of wise men they were before, now they were truly wise. They didn't just bring gifts, they show wisdom in the way they worshipped. Notice they worshipped first, and only then did they offer the gifts.
这个次序是请大家留意很重要的。他首先是将自己献给耶稣，礼物是之后。他们先将自己的心献给耶稣，这个是上帝所看重的。奉献是重要，但是当我们得到是能够将我们的心献上的时候，这个是上帝喜悦我们的敬拜。So the order is important here. They gave themselves to Jesus first. The gifts came after that. And that's important lesson for us. God cares more about our hearts than any gift we give. Yes, giving is important, but when God has your heart, He has all of you. That's the kind of worship that God desires from us.
我们结束之前想问大家，今天你听闻当中有几个角色，是哪一个对你来说是产生有共鸣的呢？你会想希律，或者你在追随自己的欲望，你的理想，你不愿意让上帝改变你的计划，或者涉及你的生活，你可能或者自己说自己是敬拜着上帝，但事实上这些都是为了你自己的，就好像希律王那样，你可能好像他那样说是想去敬拜，但是在内心里面或者你是远离他。很多时我们今天很多基督徒都好像这个自我为王，自己就自己的王，这样好像希律王一样。 So as we close, I want to ask you, who in the story do you relate to most? Are you like Herod? Maybe you are following your own desires, unwilling to let God change your plans or interfere with your life. You may even claim to worship God like Herod, but it's all about you. You may say you want to worship, but deep down your heart is far from Him. And sadly, many Christians today are consumed by the king of self,just like Herod.
又或者你好似嗰啲宗教领袖咁样，你认识圣经，你好理解里面所讲嘅真理，但係你冇同上帝有一个真正嘅关系。你或者拥有好多圣经里面嘅知识，有正確嘅答案，但係你错过咗佢真正嘅意思。你的信仰就是建立了在你的知识上面，而不是敬拜。你所跟随的是只是宗教，而不是这个的跟基督建立一个关系。这个王就是一个宗教。
Maybe you are more like the religious leaders. You know the Bible, you understand the prophecies, but there is no real relationship with God. You might have all the right answers, but miss the true meaning. Your faithmay be based on knowledge, not worship. You follow the star of religion. Your king is your religion, and not relationship with Christ.
或者你好似嗰啲智者咁样，你跟随一啲嘅真理，你揾去用好多嘅时间去找寻耶稣，你能够付诸行动。好像智者咁样，佢谦卑自己，佢敬拜耶稣基督，佢唔单止系奉献咗佢嘅礼物，亦都奉献咗佢自己。Or are you like the wise men? They follow the king. They follow the star of Christ. They recognize the sign and they take action. These wise men came. They humbled themselves. They worshipped the Christ child.And they didn't just give gifts, they give themselves.
我们或者最后跟大家分享马太福音第二章第十二节里面，在梦中上帝指示他们不要回去见希律，他们就从另一条路回去自己的家乡。 没错，他选择了另一条路回去他自己的家乡。这个其实有一个更加深远的意思。当这些人，这些异邦人遇见了基督，找到真理的时候，他们就接纳他成为他的王，他容让他，容让耶稣去掌控他的人生。他不会再保持原本这样，他不会走上同样的路。圣经告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。这个是神对我们的应许。 Lastly, let me leave you with this. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 12, it says, And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Yes, they took a different route home. But there is a deeper truth here. When you truly encounter Christ, and by accepting Him as your King,You allowed him to govern your life. You don't leave the place and change. You go in a different way. The Bible tells us, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. And though the old has gone, the new has come. And that's the promise to you. 所以只有上帝能够给你生命中的一切，包括平安、宽恕、救恩、永远的生命、一个全新的开始、有个目标的生命，就让他的生命能够在你的生命之中成就这一切，接纳他为我们的王。我们要做一个智慧的人，好像这些智者这样，将自己交给他，全心全意来到敬拜他。 Only God can give you what you need in life. PeaceForgiveness of sin, salvation, eternity life. And He can give us a fresh start and purpose. And let Him do that in your life. Be wise, like the wise man. Give yourself to Him and worship Him with all your heart. 愿上帝祝福他的话语，也都愿上帝祝福各位。May God bless His word and may God bless you all.
Thank you, Edmund. 唔該曬，新立柏先生。我哋教會喺星期日嘅早上係有廣東話同埋英文嘅崇拜，係十點鐘開始。當中亦都有祈禱嘅時間，亦都有講道嘅時間。歡迎各位啊，喺我哋嘅呢個秩序表嘅 program 後面可以睇到個時間。星期日同我哋一齊敬拜上帝，亦都喺晚上同我哋敬拜上帝。We have service in both Cantonese and English at 10:30 on Sunday morning with ample prayer time as well as message sharing. Please join us on Sunday. The details of our services are listed at the back of our program. 请各位起立，我们一同赞赞美诗。Please stand, we will sing the doxology together.Please remain standing. We would like to invite Mrs. Priscilla Lau to lead us in closing prayer. 请各位仍然站立，我们邀请刘王碧兰女士为我们做结束祷告。
请大家低头，我们诚心祷告。 Let us bow our heads and pray. 亲爱天父，我们再一次感谢你，你给我们今天有这么特别的日子，是来到神你的殿之中，来到庆祝我们救主耶稣基督的诞生。主啊，我们多谢你，你都是为我们愿意牺牲你自己来到拯救世人，都是帮助我们 拯救我们脱离罪恶的刑罚。只要我们愿意是诚心的接受你，相信你，认罪悔改，我们就能够得着从天而来的平安喜乐，也都是有这个永生的盼望。我们多谢你今日俾我哋有呢一个咁美好嘅感恩嘅崇拜，愿你都系接纳我哋嘅感恩，我哋嘅颂赞，愿一切嘅荣耀系归俾你。主啊，我哋感谢你，亦都系俾我哋今朝听闻你好宝贵嘅信息，愿你嘅圣灵都系启迪我哋嘅心灵，让我哋真系识得谦卑我哋自己，来到作出智慧的选择，来到寻找这个真理，也都是求主给我们认识你是我们万王之王，你是这个世界的真光，愿我们都是能够谦卑的来到寻求你，以至到我们都是能够接受你做我们生命的主，做我们心中的王。主要在这个时候普天同庆的日子，愿我们都是不要忘记，我们要更加的将你的爱，你的这个这么美好的福音来到传给更多的人，让更多的人得闻这个福音，都是能够寻找你，以至到生入上帝的国度中。我们快要散众的时候，求主你保守我们各人的脚步，愿我们都是能够时时都得到主你的平安，圣诞的快乐时常充满在我们的心中。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this special morning to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, who was born to this worldTo fulfill your loving and perfect will, to save us and deliver us from our sins, so that whoever believes in you and seek for your forgiveness, you will give us your eternal life and heavenly peace that one can never find in this world. Father, we please help us to praise you and give all the glories to you. Please accept our thanksgiving, our worship, and our hymns of praise this morning. Thank you for your message for us, and may your Holy Spirit be enlighten us so that we will open our heart and make a wise choice to receive the truth and to receive you as our Kings of Kings,and the Savior and Kings of our life in our hearts. Father, at this time when we rejoice in this festive seasons, let us not forget to spread your love and share with many more, so that they will come to know you and also seek for this salvation and be born into your kingdom.Father, when we are coming to the close of our service, we pray for your care and protection for everybody, so that be with us and fill us with your peace and the joy of Christmas in our hearts forevermore. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. Amen. 奉主名求，诚心所愿。